Cerebral satire contains strong language and thoughts that may offend. If you are easily offended, don't fucking bother listening to it.
June 19th, 2015, and this is Cerebral Satire. Sorry about the voice, guys. It's all fucked up. I've been sick. Ugh, I've been so
he's got,
sick.
He's got AIDS again.
There's going to be a lot of that laughing this week. I know everybody hates my laugh, but that's
what's
the way
that, how's that song go? Streets of Philadelphia. Da, 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 da. That's you, mate.
I should have played that at the beginning of the show.
That should have been the intro. Oh, why didn't I think of that? The boss.
It's going to be a lot of me walking away from the mic coughing tonight, guys. And I was so sick, I didn't even do WrestleCast yesterday, man. Woo. That's sick, man.
That's at least there's some saving grace, isn't there?
Yeah, you don't have to listen to me. But one show this week on the DSJMP network.
Fucking hell. Jesus Christ, mate. I'll tell you, so how have you been other than your AIDS? Because you had the shingles, didn't you?
I did.
And now you've got a fever. And like I told you earlier, you only need to add a prolapse in there, and then that is certified AIDS.
Well, I always prolapse my asshole. That's the first thing I do in the morning. Yeah, that way you got fresh opening.
BBCs up your bum.
Yes. The fact that you know what a BBC is great. I think Wayne and I were talking about this on GroupMe. I think it's the fact that the shingles had beat me down so bad that the flu or strep throat, it's probably strep throat because my throat hurt so bad, it just snuck in on me and just got me. I haven't been sick in I can't remember how long. I can't. My NyQuil was expired when I looked at it. That's how long it's been since I've been sick.
Your what?
My NyQuil. It's a cough syrup remedy here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it helps you sleep and it suppresses you. Cough suppressant is what it is. It also knocks you the fuck out.
Do you get worse when you go to bed?
Yes, I do. And it's probably still from the scarring on my lungs from smoking. It has a lot to do with this fact I still have a cough.
And the AIDS.
Yeah, I do have the AIDS. But you know, it is what it is. Whatever.
You know, if I had AIDS, mate, I wouldn't go around shagging more men because you're going to spread the AIDS. You're going to have like fucking 1980s thing going on again. Please don't spread any more AIDS.
Where's the thing?
Humanity's worked hard to get rid of AIDS.
So
you're going to fucking start.
So Tuesday I was supposed to have my boss's boss, so my regional vice president come in and walk around and do his little walkthrough or whatever. And then they changed it to Wednesday. So my boss on Monday, my boss was like, "Get out of here, you're sick. I don't wanna see you till, you know, Wednesday." I was like, "All right, fine." And then she called me yesterday. She's like, "Hey, I got to fly out to go see my family. It's an emergency." I was like, "All right, cool. When do you need me?" She goes, "I don't need you back here until Thursday." And I was like, "Oh, great." She's like, "Yeah, I want you to rest up and just try to get better." And yesterday, I could barely talk. I must have said like 5 words yesterday. I didn't even leave my house yesterday.
What were the five words? More cock, please.
No. Yes, more,
ain't no
more AIDS on my face, please.
And pizza. They're 5 ones.
That was one. I tipped the delivery man. I got pizza.
You got pizza?
I did. I tipped
pizza in bed when you're ill.
Yep.
Fuck yes. Yep. You're a king now.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you watch DVDs and porn in bed?
No, I did not watch porn, but I did watch DVDs. Well, sweet. Netflix or whatever. All I did was lay on my couch. I ordered pizza via my cell phone. I got up, got the pizza
via for the British.
Via my cell phone.
For the British.
Got up, got the pizza, and then I laid back down, and that's all I did. Yesterday. I text Heavy to take over for WrestleCast. That's it. That's all I did yesterday. The only thing I said was, "Here's your tip to the delivery guy." And then I talked to my Xbox once or twice throughout the day. That was it. And then my voice still sounds like this.
What do you have on your pizza?
It's pepperoni, spicy Italian,
yeah,
and chicken.
That's a good mix there, mate. Have you ever had doner kebab on a pizza?
A kebab?
Yeah.
No. You
can get, over here, you can get little bits of doner meat on a pizza. It's filth. If you have a hangover,
what is that?
Get a doner kebab pizza.
What's doner meat?
You know what a kebab is?
Yeah.
Like a lamb kebab.
Oh, so it's like
you know what they fucking shear off that big roll in a kebab shop?
Yeah.
They put that on a fucking pizza.
Oh shit! So it's like slow roasted meat on a pizza.
Yeah,
oh, that must be delicious.
It's out of But you know, when you're drunk, it's so right, it's wrong.
Yeah,
it's so wrong, it's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. I got that mixed up then.
So yeah, so that's what I've been doing the last 2 days, and I've been fuck all this. I've been working my ass off this weekend.
So I'm the first person you spoke to in a day.
Yep, you are the first person I spoke to, verbally spoke to in a day. Yes.
No sympathy from the devil, mate.
I know. Sympathy from or for.
No sympathy for the devil.
How's your week been, man?
Pretty good. Yeah, not too bad. Going on holiday again, aren't I? So
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, another holiday. So going over to the coast this time.
I forgot. I get to go on one, but I'm not going anywhere. I think I'm going to Atlanta to see my nieces, and that's it.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
Yeah.
We're only going on the coast. It's only a couple of hours away.
You taking your boat out this time?
No boats. We're going to stay in a little like chalet place on the beach.
Just you and Amy, or Amy and the little one too?
No, it's me, Amy, little un, and one of my best mates and his little un.
So are you going to be able to pawn off the little un with him for a little while, and then get some alone time with Amy, and then vice versa?
What do you mean? What, me and Chris go out of the pub, you mean?
Are you and Chris? No. You and Amy. Are you and Amy going to get some time alone?
I think the plan is
that you and Chris sneak off. That you and Chris sneak off.
I think we might have a sneaky couple of hours up.
You're
pub.
Such an asshole. Oh, my God. That reminds me, man. So, like, I'm meeting...
Well, Amy can't drink, can she? She can't be drinking, buddy.
It's true. Well, I'm meeting my sister and my brother-in-law and my nephew the day before we go to the beach. We're going to stay at a hotel together so that we can, on the way there, we can get food. And just so none of us have to ever leave the house. That's the goal. Other than to go to the beach and stuff.
Mate, what? That sort of holiday is perfect for me.
It is, man, dude.
Eating shit. Dude, staying in the house.
This fucking...
I'll tell you, do you know my number one holiday ever?
Yeah, what?
Right. Now, bearing in mind, I have traveled the world pretty much. Mm-hmm. Been all over. One of my favorite holidays was when... Amy took a load of maid to Malaysia to see all her family.
Yeah.
And I stayed at home for 2 weeks.
Stay vacation, we call that.
Staycation.
Staycation, baby. Yeah.
Fuck, I love that 2 weeks. I got loads done on the house, didn't I? Painted the shed.
Oh, you
and
did
done
stuff.
Loads of little bits.
Oh, you did stuff. I wouldn't do anything.
No, I had to do some bits. Otherwise, you wouldn't have felt like an out of going.
I know, you would have, yeah.
So I had to do a few bits. But other than that, man, I was on the sofa eating shit.
Played video games.
So yeah, no, it was lovely that.
Caught up on TV.
And I went away on my own for a few days on that holiday.
Yeah.
That holiday.
Yeah, coming up.
I stayed at a gay campsite. Did I ever tell you about that?
No, you did not tell me about that. Tell me about your gay campsite. Tell me about your gay campsite.
What happened was, right, I was looking for a place to stay. I was doing like a big triangle.
Yeah.
So I went up the coast one night. I stayed at a town called Cromer, right?
Sure, it wasn't more of a starfish?
No, shut up. So I stayed at a campsite on that, and that was fine. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Great Yarmouth the next day and stayed there a night and ended up in a casino and a gay pub.
What's with the gay?
There's a fucking pattern emerging, trust me.
I can tell.
And then I thought, right, I'll stay at somewhere else just before I go home.
You're by yourself?
Yeah, by myself. A little holiday by myself. And I stayed on a campsite near Bury St. Edmunds, and it was a gay campsite.
Why is it?
And I was on my own in a tent, and they all had their caravans and that. And they kept coming over going, oh, come and see us. And I was like, yeah, all right. So we all got a Chinese.
Yeah, all right.
And we had loads of drink and that. One of them stroked my leg. He wanted to suck me off. He was about 60. He was like fucking 60 years old, wanted to suck me off. But this is legitimate, the truth. It is legitimately a gay camping site. It's called the Freedom Club.
That makes no sense to me.
I think it's called freedomclub.co.uk. So go to that.
Why is there a specific gay camping site?
Because they're gays and they like to camp.
Can't it just be a camp?
Or they're camp and they like to gay. I don't know.
Can it just be a camp?
What do you mean? People are allowed to have their own segregated bits, I think.
I'm just asking.
Because I think sometimes they feel persecuted, I suppose, don't they?
Yeah, so, No, I agree with that. I agree. I'm just asking, why does it have to be gay? That's all.
When you come over, we'll have a fucking weekend there.
I want to go back to that bar that you and Wayne went to, and they thought you were a couple. Yeah, they thought you were a couple.
Yeah, and Wayne had a...
He had a guy go after him.
No, he had the fucking... Oh, yeah, a guy wanted to fucking...
gay drink.
Give him HIV test. And he had a... Because he had a fucking flaming cowboy cock. Fucking cocktail. Gay cowboy, it was called. That was it. Fucking hell. Yeah,
so I got sort of a staycation coming up. Father's Day, the 21st. I was supposed to go up to Virginia.
That's weird. Our Father's Day are the same, but...
Mother's Day are different. Yeah, isn't that weird? I was supposed to go up to Virginia to see my dad, but he's working, so, and I have to go to school, so I can't go. So I'm just going to stay around the house. So I'm going to go see my nephews and nieces, and then they're going camping, and I'm just going to come back here and chill for the rest of the weekend. So hopefully hopefully I'll be able to recover after that. I'll probably work on the website some, actually.
Cool. Yeah, right, we're going to have to get this fucking show on the road.
Let's do this, shall we? My voice is going to go out if I don't start this shit.
Should we get into our first story of the day, then?
Yeah. I am Batman. So, yeah, why are we playing Orgy Blue Monday?
I don't know, but thanks for the bullshit, cheap imitation American version of an absolute classic British record.
I like Orgy, man. Orgy's a good band. Well, they were a good
band. So are New Order.
All right. I believe you.
They're obviously that good of a band that they had to rip New Order off. That was horrible. I was just sick a little bit of my throat.
I think Orgy is a British band.
They're a terrible British band, quite clearly. Right, anyway, fuck it. This story is about a 125-person orgy for the disabled is being held in Toronto this summer.
That sounds amazing.
Stella Palikarova, nice Canadian name there for you.
Nailed it.
A 35-year-old disability awareness consultant from Toronto, really, who recently presented a paper on dating and sexuality amongst the heterosexual females with congenital mobility disabilities, has organized what may be the first mass orgy for the disabled this summer.
The
orgy is being called Deliciously Disabled. Yep, double D. And will take place on August the 14th, conveniently during the Parapan American Games. So I'd imagine that's for people with no legs and shit.
Yep.
Which is being held in Toronto this year. Maybe Oscar Pistorius will be there. We don't know.
He might get out.
He might, yeah, fuck, he might do. That's another story. The orgy, which is being hosted by Toronto's Buddies in Bad Times Theatre, has a room for 125 people, including 20 spots for wheelchairs. They're going to have a wheelie good time. However, anyone is welcome to attend, disabled or not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And admission is just $20. And personal support workers get in for free. Gee, that's a little little nod for the game there.
What?
Palikarova, who herself is afflicted with a spinal muscular atrophy? Fucking hell. Is hoping to break down barriers because intimacy amongst the disabled tends to be a taboo subject. She tells the Toronto Sun that, I think she's Russian, man.
Do it.
With that name.
Do it.
The Berlin Wall of Sex for People with Disabilities is coming down. If you're not shy, well, a wheelchair can't just a big sex toy.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, what do you reckon on that one?
I like it.
Yeah?
I like it. I think it's really neat. I don't know about the orgy part. I'm not really into sharing.
Are you into prosthetics porn?
No, I'm actually not.
Say prostate.
Prostate porn. Yeah, of course I'm into prostate porn. Prosthetic porn. No, that's where I draw the line. No, I'm not into disabled porn or anything like that. I'm not into
Have
that.
Have you ever watched disabled porn?
No, never.
Have you ever watched midget porn?
Yes. I'm not going to lie. I've
I've
never lied on this show, as far as I know. I've never lied on this show.
A man midget or a women midget?
Both.
You've watched a man midget fucking a midget, women midget? Or no. A big black bloke fucking a women midget, and you've watched a woman fuck a little midget? Why would you watch a woman, normal woman, fucking a little midget?
I thought it was interesting. Why? You've never watched that? Just to say I've watched it? Just to be like, oh yeah, I've seen that.
Fucking hell, I've seen enough of that on Game of Thrones, mate.
Yeah, that too. I forgot about that.
Fucking hell. No, I'd see it. I've seen it the other way around. I've seen little midget woman getting fucked. Usually yeah, I mean, by I've a massive it. Black penis. they have to go all out, don't they?
Can't yeah, be yeah. Normal. No, that's
can't
that's
be a little
yeah.
fucking 4-inch Asian
no,
guy.
No, no, no. That's the thing. It's the big opposite. Or like the guy is huge, like he's a jack fucker. Like he's a fucking muscle bound motherfucker.
Giant, yeah, fucking he's like, little midget.
Yeah, he's like a muscle bound motherfucker, and he's picking this little girl up and throwing her around everywhere.
All right, you just said little girl, then. No.
I know it's hard not to. Yeah, little person. Sorry, no. I apologize. But no, I think this is really cool. I think the disabled community does have a stereotype of them not being able to hook up and have sex. I think that's a huge thing that should be. I think it's a huge border that should be crossed, because disabled people want to get off just like everybody else, right?
Of course they do. They want they want sex, don't they?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm all for it. But I don't know why they fucking open it up to everyone. If they're gonna have a little orgy, you fucking just have it. Just. You open it up to everyone. You're going to get people in there just going there for a laugh, aren't you? I reckon.
I don't know. Would you go there for a laugh? I wouldn't.
Some people would.
I wouldn't go there. It's not my scene. I wouldn't go there.
What do you mean? Wheelchairs ain't scene?
No. Orgies are not my scene. I'm not a good, like I said, I'm not a good sharer. I don't like to share. I'm a pretty possessive lover, I would say, I think.
I'm a possessive lover?
Although I have been in... I have been in hot tubs.
Hey,
what are you laughing at? Are you going to share Amy anytime soon?
What?
Are you going to share Amy anytime soon?
I can't, because I'm a possessive lover.
I'm a possessive lover. No, it's... I have been in hot tubs naked with girlfriends of mine and around friends of mine. But it's not... It's fun while you're there, but it's not as fun... afterwards, because things get especially if you have very strong feelings for that other person, things can get complicated.
It can very easily, especially if you're having sex with lots of people. You can probably feel like I don't know, like there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd imagine for wheelchair people it's even harder, because you know you hate being pushed around.
I am. I have to say, but if you go, okay, so like, let's say everyone goes in single, right? Everyone's there single, okay?
Yeah.
But even
I'm disabled.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even disabled. Let's say 50% of people are single. 50% of people. I mean, 50%. Everyone's single. 50% of people are handicapped, and the other 50% are not handicapped, okay? And let's just give it a nice estimate. 50-50 each. 50 handicapped people are women. 50 handicapped people are men. 50% of the non-handicapped are women. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a perfect situation, which we know it's not. There's going to be too many dicks in that place. Let's just say it's a perfect situation. When you hook up with a girl there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say you get a girl. Let's say she's in a wheelchair. You get a girl. She's really pretty. She's really attractive. She's smart. She's funny. Let's say you get her. You have sex with her. You're just going to leave?
She couldn't stand it.
are you just gonna leave her there? Are you gonna share her while you're having
sex
with her?
You don't have to. Like, the thing is, because she's got no legs or whatever. You could just leave her there, couldn't you?
But
really,
but you know, let's be serious. I mean, are you gonna do that?
If,
are you
right, let's gonna say you're in
I know you don't own kids. You don't own her, but are you gonna be able to share her with everyone around? I'm just not into that, man. I'm just not into that.
It's a bit weird to it's me just, as well, to be honest.
And you guys, we're not judging anyone. It's just
you,
not for
you,
us.
What if you're at this orgy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a good-looking guy there, and his cock touches your cock. What would you do?
See,
would
I'm
you
not, give I'm a not, plonk? I don't even think I could get it up in an orgy. I don't think I could.
See, that's what I think as well. Uh-huh. I think I'd have stage fright at an orgy, because it's just,
I'm
it's
not
just fucking overruling, and it's just so much going on in that. Yeah. I don't think I could do it. If it was like, 125 people, that's just like a fucking head fuck, isn't it?
And it's only one room. It's only one room. So you're just going to throw a bunch of mattresses in the middle of the room, take a dump a bunch of people out of their wheelchairs and just go at it?
Just tip them out.
Just tip them out.
Tip them out. Leave.
Like this, I know you in your younger days, you tended to be the ladies man. I've never been the ladies man. I'm not that type of guy. I don't tend to have sex randomly with just people or women in general. Okay, you can say that. But I mean,
it's, I don't mean it. I'm only joshing.
No, I know you are, but it, you know, it's just not, it's, I can't, even like when if I date somebody, like the first, I can't say every, because my last girlfriend, the first time we met, we ended up naked, but outside of work, the first time we met, we ended up naked, but
sweet.
Yeah, I mean, and that relationship lasted a long time, but I'm not the type of guy that just can meet someone at a bar and fuck them, unless it's like a really interesting night. Like it, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Sounds like a shit night if you're single.
I don't.
You're going with a lady.
I just don't see myself walking into an orgy and just being able to get it up and start fucking.
Women are cool though. Women are better company than men. So it's easier to hook up with women at a bar and stuff because I'm more on their level. I get on better with women than I do men, all right?
I mean, I would have to say I agree with that, but I identify with that, and I would have to be seriously cool. Like, that chick would have to be seriously, I would really have to enjoy this person's conversation in the way she thinks and everything to have sex with her on the first date. I just would.
Yeah, but it's not a date, though. This is what you're...
Yeah, this isn't even
a
date.
You're sort of clouding it a bit.
Yeah.
This
is not even a date.
I've had one-night stands. That's not a date.
Yeah, correct. You're right. Absolutely, it's not.
You know, like, me and Amy went on... How many dates do we have, Amy? Four before sex. Third or fourth.
Yeah, I would say that's probably...
I reckon you was hard work. I was getting quite annoyed.
You were probably getting bored,
I reckon it was four.
I would say probably about that.
I was getting over pissed off with it, to be fair.
I would probably say about that. I would probably say I give myself about that much time.
Go on, no, carry on. Go on. Might as well talk now.
Yeah, why don't you come to the mic, Amy? Jesus.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
They can't hear you. You need to come to the microphone, please, young lady.
No one can hear you.
Come here.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, I've got a relay for you, have I?
I'm eating.
She's eating. Fatty.
Now, all I was saying was that the more dates you wait, the longer the relationship.
No.
Nah, bollocks.
No, that's fucking bullshit. No.
Yeah, fucking one night stands. I've met people who had one night fucking stands, and then they've gone back for another one night stand, and then now they're together for like 30 fucking...
Yeah, 40. I would disagree. I didn't even... my last relationship, the one that lasted 5 years, I lived with her forever, and we didn't even really realize we liked each other until I went over to her house. And,
yeah, I had a...
And then we ended up
I ended up fucking 4.5 years with a woman. So I don't agree with that aim at all.
Yeah, no, we ended up getting naked that night and almost fucking that night. Shit. And then the next time we met up, we ended up fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with that. Now, I will say, if you're not ready to have sex, if I'm not ready to have sex with you after four dates, it's not going to happen. So you might as well just move on.
Yeah, I'm sort of the same.
You know, four dates, you know if you really like that person or not for four dates, and then the chemistry has to be there. Like, my brother didn't have sex with his wife until his wedding night. I fucking couldn't believe that shit. They dated for like 6 years.
Jesus fucking hell.
It was crazy, man.
Christian, isn't he?
No, he's not. His wife is.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it's... He said they did...
Oh, man, he waited a long time for the poontang.
Dude.
That was a long time for a payoff.
Long time, man. Long time. And he had so much...
Long time.
He had so much pussy before he met her. Holy fuck.
Ah, good boy. He obviously... She was obviously special to him.
He was. Yeah, she was. I still don't understand it, though. There ain't no way. There ain't no way, man. There ain't no way.
Fam,
before we move on.
We got to move on.
Yep.
But before we move on...
All right.
While we're talking about women, I've got a little thing, bone to pick with you, mate.
What?
Because last week, I was listening back to last week's show.
Yeah.
Or was it the weeks before? The weeks before.
The week before. Who knows?
2 weeks ago.
These are all running together.
So I was listening to that show, and you said I was a bit of a misogynist.
Yeah. Was it last week? No, it was the week before.
Week before, right. Now, I've got a bone to pick with you on that.
Because
when I was listening to that, I thought, what a fucking hypocrite. Seems you were the cunt that come out with the fact that all women are sluts.
I didn't say all women were sluts. I said all moms are sluts.
All mums are sluts. There you go. So I just thought I'd get that in there.
You want to add that again to the Twitter feed? I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Guys, go back and listen to the Mother's Day episode. You'll be able to hear that. Thanks for setting me up on that. Appreciate that.
That's all right, mate. Welcome.
At Devil Vamp
on
Twitter.
It's a live show.
Hashtag C Center.
The live for us.
Let's move on. Fucking hell.
Good morning. I'm a bank robber. Please don't panic. Just hand over all your money.
This is a lingerie shop, sir.
Fine. Adopt, adapt, and improve. Motto of the round table. Well, what have we got?
We've got corsets, stockings, suspender belts, tights, bras, slips, petticoats, knickers, socks, and garters, sir.
Fine. No large piles of money in safes.
No, sir.
No deposit accounts.
No, sir.
No piles of cash in easy-to-carry bags.
None at all, sir.
No luncheon vouchers.
No, sir.
Fine. Well, adopt, adapt, and improve. Just a pair of knickers, then, please.
All right, Ant, why are we at Monty Python talking about lingerie, man?
Man, that's great.
Yes, I love that shit, dude. Oh, man, I tried to find the Flying Circus on any type of streaming. None of it's really available for streaming.
Oh, man.
I know.
Get it over here.
I need to, man.
Fucking institution. If you don't like Monty Python, you're not my friend.
It's a good way to do friends, man, honestly.
Oh, yeah, it is an awesome way to do friends. Do you like Monty Python? No. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck you. Yeah.
But this is about a police that they've searched for a man who allegedly was masturbated in Target's lingerie section.
Gross.
Target, I think, is pretty much like your Walmart, our Tesco, or something like that.
It's like an upscale Walmart.
Okay, cool.
That's what we call it. So it's like an upscale Tesco's.
So a man described as chubby and Asian. I won't. In appearance, allegedly masturbated in the lingerie section of Target in the Canberra Centre on Sunday afternoon.
This is from Aussie, right? This is from in Australia.
Yeah, this is in Aussie. It comes from the canberratimes.com.au for all back in Australia,
so
mate.
Gross. How do you mess?
So police called for public assistance to identify the man after receiving multiple reports of his act of indecency around 1 p.m. When a person observed the man in the act and walked to the front of the counter to contact security, the offender followed behind. The man then left the store in the Canberra Centre and walked towards Kooyong Street, so I'd imagine that's an Asian street by the sounds of it. Police have described the man as 150 centimeters tall, short ass, Wayne.
Yeah.
Chubby, Wayne, Asian, no. with black.
Two out of three ain't bad.
With black short hair. He's also wearing a black cap, blue jeans, and a light grey hooded jumper with I Love New York on the front. Anyone with information can contact Crime Stoppers.
Why would you masturbate in a lingerie section in a Target? It is the least attractive lingerie section
It's the thrill.
It's not a thrill. It's disgusting.
It is to him. It's that adrenaline. Like you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught and stuff.
I just can't. I can't do it.
It's like having like sex outside or something. It's like the whole feeling that you're going to get caught.
No, it's not. No, sex outside is with someone. There's a difference. Sex outside is with someone. This person is by themselves.
He hasn't got no one. He's fucking short, fat, and Asian. I'm not saying that the Asian's a bad thing. I'm just saying he's short and fat and stuff, and he's just fucking obviously hasn't got a girlfriend.
I just can't bring myself to put.
He's an Asian Wayne.
Like I tried.
He looks a bit like Wayne. He does. Wayne was Asian, this is Wayne. We're talking about Wayne.
We are talking about Wayne. Yeah.
Wayne's been wanking in Tesco's. We're looking for a guy 150 centimeters tall, black short hair, chubby, and white.
How tall is 150 centimeters in inches? How tall is that? Is that feet?
It's one and a half. I don't know, mate. There's two and a half centimetres. Oh, this is going to be fun. There's 2.5 centimetres in an inch, isn't there? Oh,
fucking hell.
So 250 centimetres would be 10 inches, yeah?
Hang on. 120 centimeters. That's what he said.
So yeah, well, no, let's right. We're fucking doing this live. Fuck it.
No,
250 centimeters is 10 inches.
Right? How tall was he?
I don't fucking know. I'm trying to work it out.
How, no. How tall was? Did they say he was?
He said 150 centimeters tall.
Dude, he's 4'9".
Yeah, it's about Wayne, isn't it?
No, I think Wayne's 4 foot. I mean, 5'2" or something.
4 foot.
I think he's like 5'2". 4'9" is a midget. This is a midget. Well, a little person, Asian. This is a little person who's Asian, who's fat, that's masturbating in a lingerie section in Target. You couldn't make that up if you tried.
Oompa. Or is it oompa loompa?
Doopa dee da.
Do you would like some ribs with that?
I will spurt fire.
Man, I'm in so much trouble.
Yes, you are in a lot of trouble.
I'm only, she knows I'm only joking.
Yeah, I don't think so. You're in a lot. I hope none of her family members listen to this, because if that's
well,
the
they
case,
do. They do.
Oh,
but they,
that's
they,
not good.
I know her brother listens to it. Hello, Damien.
Aunt, you think it's funny.
It's this is a comedy show. This is what we're supposed to do.
So, Aunt, you think it's funny to make fun of midgets, Asian person masturbating in Target?
Yes, I do. Yes. Because it's a comedy show. I make fun of everybody. Yeah. I make fun of myself. Just as much as I make fun of Asian. Just as much as I make fun of people who are disabled. I make fun of fucking everybody.
The idea.
Okay.
The idea of a little person Asian. A little Asian person. Is that the... How do you say that? How do you say that? A little Asian person. A little Asian person. Oh, that's probably the most racist thing I think we've ever said. A little Asian person masturbating. Do you think he was looking up women's skirts or anything? You think he was hiding? He's only 4 foot nine.
Could do it that height.
He totally could. How much of the internet porn have you gone through that you have to go to a Target to masturbate in those huge ass knickers they sell? How much of that porn do you have to go through? You have to go through all of it, don't you?
You have to explore. I just think he likes the thrill of it, you know.
Oh, it's so gross. I can't even I try to put ourselves in their shoes all the time with a bunch of crazy stories that we read, but
fucking
I can't.
Small shoes.
He masturbates with two fingers, right? You have to think that.
How do you masturbate with two fingers?
You have to imagine that he does masturbate.
It's got to be two fingers and a fub, surely.
Well, sorry. A thumb and a finger. He has to masturbate.
Right. Oh, yeah. You're going. All right. Now,
he's got to have a mushroom.
You do realize I'm reenacting this. I didn't realize the concept.
He has to. He's got to have a mushroom dick. Like, just barely peeking through the woods.
You know, he's quite stereotypical, definitely going to have a small penis.
All right, well, here's your lesson for the day, ladies and gentlemen. Here's your lesson. Don't go and look up, don't go to Target and masturbate in the horrible. Look,
that's a pretty obvious fucking. Don't wank off in stores.
Don't wank off in stores. Instead, look up porn that allows you to wank off in stores.
Don't wank off in stores. Watch your internet s'mores.
I think that's it for that. I think we're done. Yeah, we're good with that. Yeah, let's move on to something else.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after.
Jesus Christ.
That is the worst.
You should have seen the animation. It's like Jack falling down a hill and smashing his head against a rock.
That's clearly like Indian's premiere.
It is. Oh, it was great. I loved it. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown.
Anyway, well, this is about 15 extremely inappropriate things found in children's book. So if you ever stumbled upon a book you used to read when you were a child and reread with your adult eyes.
Links in the description if you guys want to follow us.
Yeah. Did you find any inappropriate language or images in it? If you did, then maybe your book is on the list below. So let's go to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't know this was... This is from...
So in the book... Pleasure Island, there's a picture of a guy who says, I need boys for Pleasure Island.
Yeah, it's like the main henchman guy, the main bad guy. I need boys for Pleasure Island.
I need boys for Pleasure Island.
I thought this was from Pinocchio.
See, I thought that Pinocchio as well.
Yeah, I think this is from Pinocchio.
I think it is from Pinocchio. Definitely.
He's got, like,
he's got
the gold coins in front of him. He's got
a
pipe
Pinocchio.
In his hand, and he's got, you know, he's got that the cap on his head with the feather coming out of it. And
definitely.
And why does he need boys for Pleasure Island? Why does he need boys?
Only he can tell you that, mate.
I don't know why, but he's
got money. He's got lager.
Yeah. He seems
boys for Pleasure Island.
He seems really serious about it, though. I tell you that much.
He's got a very pedophilic grin on his face.
What's the next
okay?
One?
So the next one is now. This is difficult to explain, but it's a poem called Aunt B Says.
Aunt B Says.
Now I believe it's a picture of a woman and it's her chin. So you're gonna have to go to the website, guys.
Seriously, and go to the website and look at these pictures.
It looks like her lips are pouting, but it looks like an arsehole.
You couldn't have drawn a better butthole if you tried.
They've definitely gone for it, haven't they?
Literally. There's nothing else that you could imagine that would be. It's not perking. It's not lips. It's a butthole. It looks like a butthole. I've seen many of them. It looks just like it.
So the next one is...
What am I saying? I've seen many of them.
Don't know. The next one, let me picture this. It's a little boy with a sheep, and he's putting his trousers on. And it says, a morning of awkwardness is a far better night, far better than a night of loneliness.
Let's teach everybody to have one-night stands with sheep.
That's just wrong. Next one. Okay, so the next one's a thing called Poor Pussy. I don't know. I've never heard of this. Poor Pussy.
Read it
to us.
It
says, the children are seated in a circle. One child who is chosen to be Poor Pussy stands in the center. Poor Pussy kneels before some child and meows three times. Every time he meows, the child who he is facing must say, Poor Pussy, without laughing. If he laughs, he becomes Poor Pussy. If he doesn't laugh, the pussy must try someone else. Now the picture is of a little girl stood in front of a guy with his arms almost on his penis.
Oh, it's on his penis.
The girl looks like she's giving head.
It's total blowjob. That is you. That's blowjob. The guy even has a tie on. The little kid has a tie on, and he's looking down at her, going, "That's right, suck that fucking dick. That's right, suck it." Because that's what she's doing. And she's got a short skirt on.
Yep, she's got a short skirt on. She's a slut.
She's a slut.
Okay, so next one is, this is from an extract from a book. But before
Roger's House. It's called Roger's House, evidently.
Roger's House. Okay. Mm-hmm. But before she could get the words out, Mr. Rogers put something in her mouth. It was so good that Mrs. Rogers forgot about being angry. I'm happy with that.
If you are sticking your dick in your woman's mouth when she's mad, let me tell you how much that's not going to be. She's not going to forget she's angry, okay? I can tell you that right now. This next one is the one that got me the most. This is the one that got me the most.
Okay, so the next one, it looks like it's a biology book or some sort of book like that.
Horse anatomy.
And it's about the anatomy of a horse. Mm-hmm. Now, the picture shows, I believe it's a French one because it says Le chevalon de Comenois des avant-bras, des bras et des épaules.
The dude is getting fucked in the butt by a horse.
But, it looks like the horse. It's showing a difference between a human and a horse. So they've got them side by side, and it looks like the horse is fucking the guy up the arse. It's pretty amazing, to be honest.
It's overtly looks like the guy is getting fucked up in the ass by the horse.
And they've done it on purpose. They've
same color bones and everything. Clearly, yeah. They've done that on purpose. The illustrator did that on shit on purpose.
So the next one's called Harpo's Horrible Secret, which has been illustrated by Laurie Block.
Written by Barbara Kelly.
Written by Barbara Kelly. But on the front page of Harpo's Horrible Secret is an elderly gentleman standing behind a very young gentleman with a fishing rod in his hand. And yeah, you can guess what it looks like.
They're both cross-eyed. They're both cross-eyed. Look at them. They're both cross-eyed. The old man's got his lips all pert. And the young boy's smiling and cross-eyed and smiling. That little kid's retarded. He doesn't know what's happening to him.
Yeah, right. Okay, so next one's about. It's a picture of a couple of lions, or a lion and a lioness, and it says, "The secret of being a good lover is not knowing when to stop." Those pervy lions.
Actually, I would disagree with that. It's very pervy, but I would disagree with that. The secret of being a good lover is knowing when to stop.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Okay, so the next one is a picture of a teddy bear in this illustrated book, and the teddy bear's sitting on the bathtub, and there's a little naked girl sitting in the bathtub with her ass crack and stuff, and the bear's looking at the little girl, and it says, "Teddy bear doesn't care for the bathtub. He would rather sit and watch." There you go. Teddy bears get up.
Oh, this is a classic book right here. 39 cents.
So the next one is an actual book. This is the actual title of the book. It's called Dick Dick, What Did You Lick? And the picture on the front of the book is of a little kid with a sausage and a little sausage dog, by the looks of it, licking the sausage. But yeah, Dick Dick, what did you lick? Now, someone's taking a piss right in that. Yeah. The next one I'm going to skip pretty quickly. It's just a picture of loads of turtles having sex. Fucking, and it says, "Turtles sleep." But the next one's very, very good. The next one is a football book. I don't even know why it's called this.
That's definitely from your country.
It's definitely from our country, because the front of the book's got four guys playing football. Mm-hmm. But the title of the book is called Fellow Fags,
and the football is in the shape of a basketball.
No, that's an old style football.
That's an old style soccer ball.
Yeah,
gotcha. Okay,
but yeah, that why would
that's
you
weird
it?
Why would you Fellow Fags?
Maybe we'll have to look up that fellow but fags. The next one, No Child Would Ever Want to Join, and the reason for that is because this is a book by Jeffrey Prout called
What?
Scouts in Bondage.
What?
Yeah, Scouts in Bondage.
Why? I was a Boy Scout. What?
I think they mean like team bonding.
Is that what they mean?
Yeah, they mean like team bonding, not fucking bondage, but it's called Scouts in Bondage.
It's spelled exactly the way it's supposed to be spelled. Yeah, if you want to be like BSMG.
Bonding, bondage. It's the same.
Okay.
Okay. So next one, anyway, a book. This is teaching the books how to satisfy a cow, basically. So inside the book is this one's good. It's a picture of a cow. It's almost like a pop-up book, and the first picture we can see the cow's face, and he's looking at us, and it says, "First, the cows need milking, moo moo moo," and then then on the next page you can see blatantly the cow's arsehole.
It's
and
the
he's
vagina.
Turning away from us.
It's not
now.
Even the asshole, it's the vagina.
Yeah, and it says, "Everyone's awake now, and there's so much to do. First, the cow needs milking. Moo, moo, moo."
That looks like a vagina.
So we'll definitely put these up on dsjmp.com. Mm-hmm. But the last one, we'll go to the last one before we have a little chat about it. This was a Hungarian cartoon. Wow. And again, you're going to need the visual for this, guys. So it's
shocking.
This little child just lifting her dress up and showing her bits. And it's about teaching children the basics of anatomy, I'd imagine.
I guess it's a star. She is star for breast and star for her pussy.
Yeah, very, very strange.
And it's a juice star.
Go to dsjmp.com and we'll post all these pictures up and the link for the website.
Yeah, link's
but
going up.
I have got a story about this, fam.
Yeah, you said you had a story about this. Give me your story about this.
I read a book once when Lola was really, really small. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I haven't read children's books since I was a kid.
Yeah.
So when I picked up this book, and obviously books, I'm old enough and wise enough to know
what's
now,
good. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And this book was called Narbunga.
Okay. Narbunga. Is it a... I've never heard of that book. So
it's about a creature, and he goes to a school, this creature. Mm-hmm. But this creature is made from icky, sticky sludge. Okay.
Okay.
Now, he's very, very messy with his sticky, icky sludge. And during the book,
uh-huh.
as I'm reading to what was probably my one-year-old daughter then.
Probably not even that old, right?
No, probably not even that old. I was reading this, astounded that Narbunga's icky, stitchy, sticky sludge went all over the children and they loved it.
What?
Yeah.
You are lying.
I am not fucking lying. I even done a Facebook post about it. Fucking Narbunga, the book was called. He was made from icky, sticky sludge.
Oh my God.
And he gets that sludge all over everyone. It was fucking really weird. To read that is like, blatantly, someone's fucking done that, taking the piss, and they've released it as a book.
Well,
the guy that made the book's called Matthew Bromley.
I'm trying to think of, like, who, like, really, like, okay, these books are written, okay, they could be written by anybody, you know? Bob went down to the store. Bob got in a car. Bob came home. Great, Bob, nice job. There's your kid's book. It's a kid's book.
More to it than that, mate.
A couple more things. Bob found a cat today.
Oh, if you think it's that easy, make a fucking children's book. Everyone thinks it's easy. Everyone fucking thinks that that's shit easy. I was going to be a child author. I don't know if you know that.
No, I don't.
Not only is it difficult, well, it's not so much the writing, it's fucking how you're going to get it published.
Well, now you can just publish it on your own, right?
Yeah, right. Good luck with that.
I don't know how to do that.
No, it's fucking so many different things. It's a difficult thing to get into, mate.
Is it?
It's not that difficult. It's fucking pretty difficult to write. Because I was like, right, I was going to do a thing. I was going to do a story about a giraffe, right?
Yeah.
And I can't. I remember the title. The Giraffe That Couldn't Laugh. Because obviously, as an ex-drum and bass MC, sort of poet, you know, I'm good at that sort of thing. So I can do rhymes and that. Mm-hmm. So I thought, right, let's write a story. I found at least 3 different books called The Giraffe Couldn't Laugh.
Wow, are you serious?
And I was like, wow. Like, trying to find something that's actually original is really fucking difficult.
Holy shit.
It's just like, wow, okay. There's a whole myriad of fucking people that have done it.
I cannot believe. How many?
There was at least 3 different books called The Giraffe That Couldn't Laugh.
Oh my God.
So it's just like crazy. You gotta be proper original. Like, you could go, right, Elephant Balloon. Elephant That Lost the Balloon. Right, that's really fucking easy. That's right, right now. I could write it in 3 minutes, but I bet there's other books that are like it, and you're going up against books at the minute, like The Gruffalo and stuff like that, and you just get murdered. You won't earn any money.
What's The Gruffalo?
You must have The Gruffalo in America.
Maybe. I mean, maybe, we're talking.
But you're, yeah,
I'm not in that. I'm not in. Yeah, I'm not in that area of.
No, Julia Donaldson. She's writing some beautiful children's books. She's probably the new Roald Dahl, really, over here. She's very, very good. Very, very good.
I still think Dr. Seuss was the man.
Ah, Dr. Seuss was the man. Definitely. Fuck yeah. Green Eggs and Ham. Dr. Seuss was the man. He came from Japan. He could do the can-can. There you go. Oh, God, he's coughing again. Should we move on then?
Yeah, let's move on. Come on, let's move on. I'm sorry. So that was Timmy from South Park. So this is article Ant from IFL Science.
I fucking love the science.
This is the one time I'm going to read tonight and try to keep this shit together.
Okay.
Newly developed artificial limbs lets amputees feel.
Ant. Really?
Fucking.
What do they feel?
They feel. Legless. You asshole. Let me read it.
All right, sorry.
First skin, now a limb. Researchers have developed a feeling prosthetic leg that not only simulates someone with the sensations that would normally be felt by foot, but also helps to alleviate the phantom pain experienced by many amputees.
Right.
The artificial limb is the brainchild of the Austrian science professor Hubert Egger from the University of Linz, who made headlines 5 years ago with his mind-controlled prosthetic arm.
Although mind control.
Yeah, remember, we talked about that. We talked about the mind control.
That's
prosthetic arm. Although it will be a while before we see this, his latest innovation rolled out. One amputee who has spent the last 6 months testing it out with Egger has shared with the media what it has done for him.
Well, if mind control's a bit like Chinese people aren't that good at mind control, aren't they?
What?
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's a bit like karate stuff. Like, karate's like mind control.
No, no, not mind controlling something else. Mind controlling an artificial limb.
Okay, but do you know that if is karate for amputees called partial arts?
It's like a second lease on life. I like being reborn, Wolfgang Ranger told AFP. It feels like I have a foot again. I no longer slip on ice, and I can tell whether I walk on gravel, concrete, grass, or sand. I can even feel small stones. Well, it is incredible to witness.
He sounds weird.
Doesn't he sound weird? He's weird.
He sounds like a Mexican butler. I've got a butler with a missing left arm. Serves him right.
Wow, it is incredible to witness the mind-blowing ongoing developments in artificial limbs. Such a 3D printed robotic arms or thought-controlled prosthetics, these technologies have unfortunately been unable to restore an individual's loss of sensation. To overcome this problem, Egger developed a two-stage process.
Does one involve porn?
I don't think so. I don't think
all
so.
Right. I quite like amputee porn.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. Yeah. We spoke about it earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, amputee porn's okay. It's just missing a little something.
It is. First, a surgeon needs to rewire an amputee's nerves connecting the severed ends that would have this is a hard word. Innervated the foot.
It doesn't matter what that fucking is. I'll tell you what, my girlfriend's really upset because she lost her legs in a car crash yesterday.
Yeah.
But how about me? I bought her a pair of fucking jeans for Christmas and can't find the receipt, the bitch.
Innervated the foot to an area just below the skin surface of healthy tissue. The next, the foot sole, a lightweight artificial limb, is fitted with an array of sensors that are hooked up to a series of stimulators that connect the stump. This means that every time a step is taken, the information picked up by the sensors is relayed to the brain.
In the brain?
Mm-hmm. Relayed in the brain, to the brain. So it's because it's essentially they're jacking into your nervous system right beneath the skin, and then shoots up through your spine.
The brain like heals a lot of things over time, don't it?
Yeah.
And you know what they say? They say that time heals all wounds, don't they?
Yeah.
That doesn't help amputees much, though, does it?
No. I'm gonna try my German accent again. In a healthy foot, skin receptors carry out this function, but they are very obviously missing here. However, the information conductors, the nerves, are still present. They're just not being stimulated, Edgar explained to AFP. The sensors that tell the brain there is a foot and the wearer has the impersonation that it rolls off the ground when he walks. All things considered, the procedure is very simple one to give the results.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
Well, it's like inventions and research and stuff. We've come such a long way, haven't we?
We have, really, we have.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I invented a sandal for people with one leg.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a flop.
As an added bonus, the innovation prosthesis also helps to reduce the so-called phantom pain endured by many amputees, which is pain that feels like it originates from a missing limb or body part. This phenomenon is thought at least in part to be a result of the brain attempting to adjust the loss of the input from the missing limb, generating mixed signals as the brain can now receive sensory signals once again. It no longer needs to seek information. Another advantage is that the surgical procedure carries few risks, as Edgar explains. The only risk is that the nerves don't reconnect properly and the feelings fail to return.
Talking of nerves still, you know who were amazing? Can you remember the London 2012 Olympics?
Yeah.
And everyone was ranting and raving about the Paralympians. They were fantastic, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Do you know... We actually won those Paralympic Games, the British. Oh,
did you?
We did. We won the Paralympic Games. And we was given an open top bus. Do you know why we was given an open top bus, the old Paralympians?
No, why?
To stop them licking the windows.
Although the limb currently comes with a price tag at around $11,000. As with any new technology, this hopefully will come down over time as further developments are made. Ultimately, Edgar hopes that this project could improve the lives of those in the global south as well as those in developed nations. Any last words for us today, Ant, about this is amazing, dude. This is utterly amazing.
It is amazing. It's pretty good, but if ever I saw an amputee being hanged, do you know what I'd say?
What?
I'd just keep yelling out letters.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to say we've had some complaints.
Well, excuse me if I have to breastfeed my child.
Oh, no, it's just that the little one's blocking the view.
from Comedy Inc. The Late Shift breastfeeding complaint. That was pretty funny. I might have to look up that show. And why are we talking about breastfeeding, man? We're talking about this story really, really freaked me out. I'm not going to lie. It freaked me out. And Amy and I properly got into it off the air. Now, she's asleep now, but we properly got into it off the air.
You did. And you I did. Was just sat there like a fucking idiot.
You did.
But, this is one about a woman called Maya. Let's say Maya. who's Maya. A 52-year-old mother. That's old anyway, man.
Very old.
Who is adamant that she should be able to breastfeed her daughter until the day that she no longer lactates, if that is what she wants to do. Fair enough, but okay. It depends how long you lactate, doesn't it?
Yep.
Would you say?
I agree with everything she said so far.
Yep. So her six-year-old daughter,
that's where Aminaya,
is still breastfeeding despite most kids being long gone from the teat at that age. But they both seem to think this pretty damn normal to them.
The funny thing is, like, my aunt did this. Okay, my aunt did this. She didn't do this with my cousins, my female cousins. She did this with her boy, her last one, her boy. It's the creepiest fucking thing I ever seen in my life. Honestly, it is.
It is.
6 years old. And if I'm maybe wrong, and I'm going to look this up in a minute, but won't a woman keep lactating as long as it needs to?
I believe so.
Isn't that true?
I call me a complete wanker, but I believe so. You just keep producing it until you stop doing it.
So how long does it take to stop lactating after you stop? Oh, okay. So after you stop, so you have to stop first. How long does it take to stop lactating after you stopped? I stopped breastfeeding 13 months ago and shortly after I stopped producing milk. So I breastfed exclusively for the first 2 weeks, but then my milk started coming in, still producing milk after 9 months, no breastfeeding.
Okay? I mean, the thing is that it's a six-year-old child. Now, Amy went to 18 months with Lola Mae.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was way too long. To me, that started looking weird.
To me, it's a little long. I think my sister just recently went. I know he still gets milk in the bottle, but he doesn't breastfeed. And he's a year now.
But apparently, it is amazing for you. I mean, that studies have proven that intelligence in children goes up a lot higher in children who are breastfed than children who weren't. And I do agree with that. Yeah, because they're getting the pure ingredients for life at an early age.
Yes.
But at a point where they're eating real food, fruit, vegetables, it comes a point where it's irrelevant, all these nutrients. The children don't need them anymore. And I'd say that that's probably 18 months onwards. The children just don't need those nutrients anymore. Surely it's got to be really early stage. And like I said to Amy, I said, look, man, it looks weird. Like, you're doing it at 18 months. It looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 12 months is a good time to stop.
I think 12 that's months probably is
a
good
point to go. You've had a year full of milk.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all those brilliant nutrients.
And you're eating solids at this point.
Yeah, and they're eating solids. So I think a year. This kid's six and it fucking looks weird.
It's so weird.
I mean,
weird.
The mum looks weird anyway because she's 52 years old.
Yeah.
No disrespect to her, but that's...
It's late.
Kid's 20, you're going to be 72.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, that's just fucking ridiculous to start with.
Yeah, but I mean, I know what you mean. And there's some circumstances I would say, that's fine. Some people just start late, and some people don't. You know, some people start a little bit earlier. Some people start around our age, which is fine to me. It's either way, that's their choice. But breastfeeding, oh my God, no. If your child can remember breastfeeding, something is wrong.
Yeah, if you can remember breastfeeding, something's wrong.
Yeah,
definitely. I do completely agree with that. And there's this little kid just looking up at her mum.
Oh, she's so creepy.
It's just freaky. I mean, and I know... I'm going to get into like the public thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am I'm a liberal guy. Mm-hmm. Get your tits out in public and feed your baby.
Yeah.
I have no qualms about that at all. Some people don't like it. A lot of people don't like it. It's completely natural. Go for it, girls. Burn your bras, feed your babies wherever you want to. But if I went into a coffee shop and saw a six-year-old sucking on a woman's tit, I would say something. And
it's weird.
I think that's fucking really weird.
It is weird, man. It's just when the baby knows what can... When the baby knows what to call to things that they're sucking on, that's weird. It's weird. It's just weird. I'm sorry. My nephew's a year, and I think he still maybe get a bottle, but I don't even know if it's from my sister's breast at this point. I think it may be just formula. And he only gets like one bottle a day, and he's like a year now or whatever. But, and I'm not saying that it's like that's the best example, and that's what you should do. I'm not saying that at all. But past, I would say two. No.
There's another issue with this woman because she's done it for so long, and she thinks that this baby's getting all the fantastic nutrients and antioxidants and whatever. Mm-hmm. She's felt the need that her child doesn't need to be vaccinated. Now, I don't know how. I don't think breastfeeding a child at 6 years old is going to help you in the fight against measles, mumps, and rubella.
It's not.
She needs to really fix up sharp because she's actually hurting her child now by not doing that. She thinks that this child is getting amazing nutrients and God's sort of fucking brilliant serum or whatever it is. But you need to vaccinate your children. And we will get onto that at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will. I mean, we've talked about it before that anybody that doesn't vaccinate their child, now minus the ones that can't vaccinate their child because they're allergic to some of the stuff that's in the vaccinations and things like that. But if you don't vaccinate your child, you're a piece of garbage. In my opinion, that's mine. You're a piece of fucking garbage because you should, because it's all about the herd and humans need to not.
You try and build up immunity in people. So when people don't understand, okay, yes, when you have a measles injection, yes, we're giving that child measles. We are injecting that child with a little bit of measles because at the end of the day, they're going to build up an immunity to it. You're telling your body, that's measles, build up the immunity. And then if it does come, you can fight it. If you don't do that, there is no blocker. And I'm sorry, there is nothing in breast milk that helps you against measles. There is nothing in breast milk that will help you. It's just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement from a ridiculous sort of new age mum, which really...
That is like 100%. That's exactly what you just nailed it on the head. That's exactly what this chick is. It's that new age mom bullshit that she bought into all that crap.
Yep.
And the fact that she's breastfeeding at her kid's now seven. And she said she's going to keep going. She said she's going to keep going until the child decides not to. What it's the fuck? Your child's going. It's seven. Your child is going to birthday parties by herself. Yeah, is she going to go up to the mom of the party and try to breastfeed?
Woman, the fact that this woman is pimping herself out, that the fact that she does this and she's in newspapers and magazines, I just think that she's clearly an attention-seeking twat. And I really do feel sorry for this child when she looks back on this. And hopefully, well, usually the kid fucking takes after the parents, don't they? So, I mean, maybe she'll end up thinking it's fantastic as well. But Jesus Christ, this is just so strange. It really is strange.
Yeah, from everything I'm reading, it's saying around 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, 12 to 18. That's what fine. It's saying. Amy was saying earlier when she was arguing with you, the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, say 2 years.
You know, Jesus.
So you're looking 12 months to 2 years, any time in there, stop breastfeeding. But do breastfeed. I mean, girls, if you're out there and you can breastfeed, because a lot of women can't, but if you can breastfeed, do it, because it's absolutely the best possible thing you could do for your child. But that's that.
Yeah,
one.
And everything I've read so far, you will produce milk or lactation as long as you need it. So, but also, you know what that means, right, Aunt? You can't drink. I don't know where.
What?
You can't drink. You can't drink.
No, of course not.
Yeah, that means you're going to go 7 years without having a sip of alcohol?
Yeah, Amy did that for 18 months. So she's done it 9 months before and then 18 months after without having a drink.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking
she's crazy.
She is crazy. I'm thinking 8 to 9 months is good, man. 8 to 9 months, when they start eating solid food, yeah, okay. You can pump, get that in a bottle, and you're good to go. But after that, man, there's no need. There's just no need for it. The benefits start getting less and less.
As you lactate, you can just freeze it.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that too.
So don't look weird. Yeah, put it in a bottle.
Yeah, my buddy's wife has a ton of milk frozen.
Yeah, freeze your milk and pour it out and give it to your baby in a bottle.
In a bottle. That's normal. Yeah. Not at 7, it's not normal. Not at 4, it's not really normal.
Even so, like, if that's the way you're going to go about it, I'd rather you do it that way rather than getting your fucking 52-year-old baps out and fucking feeding it to a 6-year-old. It's disgusting.
This is a message to all American infidels. Prepare to die in a sea of holy fire. You will be punished for your decadent ways on the first day of Radaman. Wait, did I just say, what did I say, Radaman? Ramadan. Radaman, what is that? Maybe Dennis Radaman is going to punish you with his crazy hair. No? What's that? Right, yeah, no. Okay, let's go again. Okay, this is a message to all Americans. I'm not going to be able to do it now. I gotta get all the laughs out. Okay.
So it was Osama bin Laden on Family Guy. And why are we talking about?
I didn't even crack a smile when you played that.
Did you not?
I just don't like show.
Guy. Yeah, no, you don't like Family Guy.
Cheap comedy. But anyway, this is about ISIS banning pigeon breeding, which they're making punishable by public flogging, because seeing birds as genitals overhead offends Islam. There you go. So Islamic extremists in Syria and Iraq have banned citizens breeding pigeons. They claim that the sight of uncovered pigeons flying overhead is an offence to God. They also say that raising the birds waste time that they should be better spent praying, and those who break the rules will face public flogging, fines, and even imprisonment. I'd rather imprisonment than fucking flogging.
You don't want to be in prison in those prisons, do you really?
Rather than getting flogged.
No, I'd rather just get it flogged, get over with it.
Yeah, give me a fine. Give me a fine then. Earlier this year, ISIS executed 3 boys they found breeding pigeons. So there you have it. So
Jesus Christ.
This is about pigeons. Why didn't we have catch the pigeon? Catch the pigeon. Worst mistake ever on the intro music.
And when you look up at a bird, do you remember seeing anybody's genitalia? You remember seeing birds' dicks flopping around up there? I think that'd be very...
It's not a fucking... It's not a pterodactyl, is it?
Aerodynamic, wouldn't it? It'd be anti-aerodynamic, wouldn't it?
Unless they're upside down.
Yeah, unless they're upside down.
And it's like a wing. Like a little Concorde wing. Yes. but yeah, this is fucking mental.
That's so funny.
it's fucking mental. But I was going to get on to it because I caught a pigeon today.
Did you really?
Yeah, real fact.
How did you catch a pigeon, first of all?
It's like, great fucking difficulty, that's fucking hell.
No fucking shit, it's difficult. Catch a pigeon, motherfucker.
So I walked into the office this morning.
Like Rocky over here trying to catch a fucking chicken.
I know, it was like that. So I walk into the office this morning, and it's quite a high-rise building, and there's 2 fucking pigeons there, aren't there? 2. This was like, right, we need to get them out.
2?
Mm. So we need to get them out, so... Trying like sticks and fucking throwing shit at them, and just, you know, it's difficult, isn't it? But I managed to catch one in the corner.
Getting a bird out of a structure is very difficult unless it's an open structure.
It's crazy. Yeah. It took us a half hour. There's 6 guys, 6 of us.
6 of you.
6 grown men trying to get a fucking pigeon out of a fucking building.
Fucking
but anyway, I cornered this fucking pigeon and I grabbed him. And I got the first one out. So I
did
was
you
like,
grab it by like the body, or did you grab it by like the head, or the
no, the body,
the body,
or the head?
So like you're not trying to kill this thing.
Why am I trying to kill it? I'm trying to free it.
I'm just checking.
Fucking hell.
I don't know what you guys might eat pigeon there. I don't know.
We do eat pigeon. Wood pigeon.
What? What's wood pigeon?
Wood pigeon's a different sort of pigeon.
Like a grown, it's like a farm grown.
It's not
pigeon?
Like if you go to fucking Trafalgar Square in London and look at them scrawny, horrible fucking rat infested
pigeons. Yeah, the rat
pigeons.
Yeah, the New York
that
pigeons.
That's not a real pigeon.
Okay, all right. Well, it is a real pigeon But you can buy other pigeons.
There are other pigeons that live in the woods that eat nuts and things like that.
Is pigeon good?
They're called wood pigeons, and they're very big, and, you know, it's like a little game. It's like a game meat.
Like a game bird, like a, yeah. Like a dove or a...
Pheasant.
Things, yeah, like that. Dove or a... Okay, so gotcha.
We eat pheasant. I've never eaten a fucking dove. I don't think anyone eats dove.
Yeah, you can eat dove.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dove's good.
It's crazy yanks.
I've never had dove, but I heard it's really good.
But, yeah, so it's really, really fucking tasty.
Is it?
Oh, really tasty. I fucking love pigeon.
Tastes like what they eat, right? Like, those game birds always taste like what they eat. They taste like...
Yeah, it's very nutty. Yeah, and exactly. It's very meaty. It's, like, very gamey. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I can sort of say.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a big fan of goose or duck.
I love goose. Oh, I love goose. I had goose at Christmas the other year.
If you eat it really... If you make it really well, it's really good.
Really good.
But if
that fucking goose that I cooked for Christmas the other year, mm-hmm. you wouldn't imagine the amount of fat I got off that fucker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's,
honestly,
that's the thing.
I was using the fat off that on my roast potatoes.
Yeah.
A good couple of years after.
I believe it, dude.
Fucking amazing amount of fat comes
off. But if you go
that.
To like a bad Chinese place and you order duck, it's the worst thing you've ever had in your life. It is so gross and greasy
some Chinese,
and gamey.
Some
oh,
Chinese.
It's so gross.
Most Chinese is pretty good, though.
Well, your guys' most Chinese is pretty good. Our most Chinese is horrible.
Really?
Yeah, we have really bad Chinese places around here.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you go to, like, if you go to, like, the true, like, Korean or Chinese district of Atlanta or New York or... But if you go to, like, let's say, like, a regular suburban neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
And you order Chinese... It's horrible. It's like generic. Okay. It's an Americanized Chinese is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like Taco Bell is.
But
not
anyway,
real
you
come.
I caught this chick pigeon.
Sorry.
And then there was the other one. Right?
Wait. What'd you do? Wait? What you caught it? What'd you do with it?
Threw it out the window.
You guys have wait. How far up are you?
I was about 20 feet up in the air at this point.
Oh, okay. So you're like on the third story, fourth story?
Yeah, second story.
Second story. Okay. All right. Cool.
So I threw it out the window. He's gone. Right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Good.
Good.
Good. Good.
The second one, though, he was an elusive bastard. took us all us guys another good 10 minutes to catch that little fucker.
What's your boss doing in this?
My boss is my dad.
Yeah.
And this is what he done, yeah. Dad. If you're listening. He got a fucking pole, you know, where you open the windows if they're really tall windows.
Yes, yeah, you had to open, twist it.
Yeah. Yeah. So he had one of them, and what he did was he got a basketball hoop, sellotaped it on, and thought, oh, be a good way to catch a fucking pigeon. I'll just catch it on the net.
In a basketball
fucking
hoop?
Basketball hoop net.
What?
Oh, he was a fucking retard. I don't know what he was doing.
Your dad's retarded. Didn't he realize it's got a hole on both ends?
Well, yeah, but, you know. But anyway, we caught it in the end. But yeah. It turned out to be this pigeon, the second elusive pigeon, was a homing pigeon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it had a little tag on it, had a phone number on and everything.
So it's like the stuff that Mike Tyson raises.
Yeah, exactly.
And the stuff that was
Mike
on that Top Gear episode. Mike Tyson.
But yeah, exactly the same what Mike Tyson does. And yeah, so it was a homing pigeon. So it come from the north of England, had
That's
a little phone
so
number
cool.
on it and everything.
That's so cool.
But yeah,
I think it's really neat.
Beautiful looking bird. And you could tell that the second one, once we caught it, was very happy, like in our arms and that. It was clearly a proper pigeon.
Wasn't nearly as freaked out as the other one was.
No, and it was beautiful. I've never seen a pigeon look so beautiful. Mm. There were thousands of some of these homing pigeons. I should have sold it to someone. couldn't have been that one a good one. It fucking flew into our fucking office.
Like a true European soccer hooligan. I should have sold that something.
Hey, I ain't no football hooligan. What are you on about?
Whatever. Rugby hooligan. Whatever you want to call yourself. Yeah, so this is ISIS ban pigeoning. That's what they call it, right? Pigeoning? Bringing up pigeons? Pigeoning?
Does it really?
And then they executed three pigeons, too. Did you know that?
No, they executed three children.
No, they also executed three pigeons as well.
How do you execute a pigeon?
Snap its neck, blow it up.
Yeah, but that's just killing a pigeon.
Stick a grenade to it, which is
you don't fucking put a bag over its head for 3 months and then wheel it out. Go, you're gonna pay the ransom for the pigeon. Put a bag over its head, and then 3 months later, post a fucking picture of you chopping its head off on YouTube.
Chopping its head off.
I don't think you can't execute a chicken or a pigeon. You can't execute poultry is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they did. They did it.
You can't execute poultry.
Yes. Yes, you can. They did it. So would you?
How can it? It's just killing it.
It's just killing it. Yeah. So would you keep a pigeon in your house?
I don't, if I stamp, right? No.
Oh shit!
Not having it. If I stamp on a fucking spider,
yes,
I'm executing the spider.
No,
I'm killing,
you're killing the spider. Yeah, I killed one the other day. Yeah.
Sentence it. I could sentence it to death, but it wouldn't be an execution. That's the point I'm trying to make. You cannot execute an animal. That is what I'm trying to say. It's ridiculous.
Okay. I mean, their religion dictates whatever they wanted to dictate. So technically, if they say they need to execute, because what? They were killing a bunch of dogs. Like one of those countries was killing a bunch of dogs a couple of months ago, right? So would you say they were executing dogs, or would you say they were killing dogs?
They were killing dogs.
Killing dogs. You wouldn't say they were I would say they were executing dogs, because if you walk up to a dog and it's just sitting there wagging its tail at you, and you pull your gun out and you shoot it, that's an execution.
It's not like they put a, like I was saying, they put a bag over the dog's head. Mm-hmm. They have a gallery of people watching. And they go, dun, 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 and the dog comes out and in the gallows like fucking Ned Stark. And then the fucking blade drops and chops the dog's head off. That's an execution. Just put injecting a dog is not an execution. You're killing a dog. You killed a dog. I'm sorry. Why do we have to fucking put animals on a pedestal of we are? We do it all the time as well. I love dogs. I fucking love them. But if you kill a dog, you don't execute a dog.
What? Why is
dog didn't do anything wrong.
Why is ISIS killing pigeons? That's what I want to know.
Surely execution means you've done something wrong, doesn't it?
I guess.
What did the pigeons do wrong?
I don't know. I guess they offended something in their religion, their make-believe
fucking
stuff, I guess.
Twats.
I don't know.
ISIS, I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All 20,000 of you.
Yeah, fuck you.
There you go. Fuck you. Yeah, bye. Let's go to the last one that I know you're going to love. Let's go to the last one.
Going back to the show in just one moment from... now.
Many people in this country are becoming increasingly worried about bullfighting. They say it's not only cruel, vicious and immoral, but also blatantly unfair. The bull is heavy, violent, abusive and aggressive, with four legs and great sharp teeth. Whereas the bullfighter is only a small, greasy Spaniard. Given this basic inequality, what can be done to make bullfighting safer? We asked Brigadier Arthur Farkas Smith, chairman of the British Well Basically Club.
Well, basically, it's quite... Those minuscule dago chappies have got it all wrong. They prance round the bull like a lot of ballet nightclub dancers, looking like the younger generation or a less smooth version of the Lionel Brad troupe, with much of the staccato rhythms of the early latest dancers at the height of their success. In recent years, Pan's people have often recaptured a lyric. And what we must do now is to use devices like radar to locate the bull and SAM missiles fired from underground silos to knock the bull over. Then I would send in the Scottish boys with air cover to provide a diversion for the bull whilst the Navy came in round the bag and finished him off. That, to me, would be bullfighting and not this pansy kind of lyrical, evocative movement which George Balanchine and Martha Graham in the States are very own Sadler's Well. Troops can also be used in an extraordinary role in international chess. What?
I'll put the lights on again for a fight.
So is Monty Python talking about bullfighting, yeah? Why are we talking about bullfighting?
Well, I do love the fact that Monty Python, this is from the late 70s.
Easy.
Even then, the late 70s are satirically bashing bullfighting. But this is my story of the week, because this is about a Spanish bullfighter who's been gored in the groin, leaving his testicle eviscerated. Yeah, eviscerated.
That's what I like to hear.
Madrid Sanidiz Festival. So a Spanish bullfighter has been gored in the testicles in front of thousands of spectators in Madrid. Marco Galán was performing in the Fuera de San Isidro on Sunday in Spain's largest bullring, the Plaza de Toros de las Ventas. Footage showed him running up to the bull and thrusting two spears into its back before it reared its head, catching him on the catching on its horns and throwing him to the ground. What a wanker. But the horn punctured his groin before the right horn went through his jacket and he was dragged along the ground by the animal.
Good.
Like an animal. Good.
Good.
Which had started to bleed heavily. Mr. Gallon was filmed walking around the ring as other fighters ran to the distract the bull. Rather, he was left with a bull horn wound in the scrotum, which caused bruising and evisceration to the left testicle. El Mundo reported. The reporter said Mr. Gallen underwent surgery at the bull ring before he was transferred to San Francisco de Asis Hospital. Mr. Gallen is a barandero. Bandiero, whose job it is to stab bulls with barbed sticks. Barbed sticks called banderidas, while running as close to the animals as possible to demonstrate bravery. The board that gored him was eventually killed using two banderas and a descabello, which means final thrust. Spain's parliament bestowed cultural heritage. They bestowed cultural heritage status on bullfighting in 2013, making it much harder for further bans beyond brought in by Catalonia in 2010. Now, Catalonia is a province in Spain. I've been there many times. There's a place where basically Barcelona is in Catalonia. Mm-hmm. Catalonia is its own country, basically. Mm-hmm. They really do want to be their own country. Mm-hmm. So they make pretty much their own rules and they banned it. But the rest of Spain, i.e. Madrid, haven't.
You want some facts, Ant?
About
bullfighting. Go for it. Some facts. Pre-fight treatment. The bull is not an aggressive animal, and the reason he is angry and attempts to charge at the matador whilst in the bull ring is mainly because he has been horrendously abused for the previous 2 days. In fact, what spectators see is not a normal, healthy bull, but a weakened and half blind and mentally destroyed version, whose chances of harming his tormentors is virtually nil. The bull has wet newspaper stuffed into his ears. Vaseline is rubbed into his eyes to blur his vision. Cotton is stuffed up his nostrils to cut off his respiration. And a needle is stuck into his genitalia. Also, a strong caustic solution is rubbed onto his leg, which throws him off balance. This also keeps him from lying down on the ground. In addition to this, drugs are administered to pep him up or slow him down. The strong laxatives are added to his feed to further incapacitate him. He is kept in the dark box for a couple of days before he faces the ring. The purpose of this is to disorient him when he is let out of the box. He runs desperately towards the light at the end of the tunnel, and he thinks the last he's suffering is over and he is being set free. Instead, he runs into the building to face his killers and a jeering mob.
Do you know, this is my biggest thing, mm-hmm, right? This mm-hmm. is my biggest thing. Mm-hmm. I see it all the time. It really gets me angry. So this bull is taken into an environment beyond its will. It's not on his will.
Obviously.
He hasn't done that on his own. Now, if the bull wins, surely that's a good thing. You know, good on bull. Mm-hmm. No? Mm-hmm. But no, 100%, this bull was murdered. Mm-hmm. No matter what. The bull won, but it's murdered. Mm-hmm. It just drives me mad.
I used to think bullfighting when I was a kid, because, you know, you see it in cartoons and you see it on TV and whatnot. You think it's a...
Oh, you want to be an El Matador.
Yeah, you know? You think it's something courageous. You think it's a man fighting a huge steed and being the strong one and outsmarting this beast. And then you realize that they stick it with fucking sticks and make it bleed for 2 hours before you even start fighting this fucking thing. Mm. Not to mention, we're the ones that created the bulls. Bulls didn't exist. Bulls and cows did not exist before we made them. Okay. Well, during the fight.
No, you can't. You can't say that.
No, we made them.
Humans didn't make bulls.
We evolved them. We did. We genetically, just like the dog, we genetically bred them.
We didn't make them.
Look up the...
We're not God. We didn't make the animal. Evolution made the animal.
Yes, we evolved the bull and the cow. They did not exist outside of us.
You said we made them.
Well, we made them. I'm saying we made them.
Like you're fucking God and you had a bit of clay and you went, that is a bull.
No, there's no God, first of all. Second of all, no, yeah, we is. Made them as... No, there's not. Second yeah, of all, we made them as far as like, just like the dog. Like the dog wasn't a dog. It was a wolf and we made the dog by domesticating the wolf.
But anyway, this is more about the fact that this is just just fucking horrendous.
Yeah, strictly speaking, bullfighter is composed...
We've got the fucking fox hunting over here.
Yeah.
Which we made illegal not that long ago, a few years ago. But now, obviously, the Conservatives are back into government. And they love... They're posh, aren't they? So they love a bit of fucking hunting foxes. Poor defenseless animals. Let's fucking chase a poor defenseless animal and fucking rip its innards out. Oh, wouldn't that fucking fun, Jeffrey? Oh, yes, we love a bit of fucking ripping an animal's innards out.
Yeah,
ooh, what a lovely Saturday we're having. Why don't you fuck off and die, you posh cunts? Yeah. And I mean it. You, even in America, you've got the fucking rodeo bollocks where you tie... You get a little calf. You put it in a ring. Mm-hmm. You fucking run around it like a cowboy, and you fucking throw a rope over its neck and you fucking tie its legs up. That is cultural heritage, is
Is
that what we're at? Is that what we're fucking at? Free fucking Willy out of the fucking pen. Fucking stop fucking ripping ivory off elephants' fucking tusks and just leave animals alone. Why can't you fucking do that?
All right, Ant, so that was our show this week, man. Sorry, I was sick, guys. I apologize.
AIDS.
You're a bitch. So we're still trying to do a show dedicated to you guys, dedicated to the listeners. We got a couple articles in. Send us in your articles, guys. Seriously, we're not kidding. Like, seriously, we're not fucking around. Send us a fucking article in an MP3.
Hashtag CSatire on Twitter.
Or an email.
And if you're not on Twitter, send it to dsgmp.com@gmail.com.
Yes. Go to the website. We have our email addresses there. We have our Twitter accounts there. We have everything there. Go there.
Website,
or just email us. It's really easy. dsgmp.com@gmail.com. Send us something. We want
to
do
even if you go to the website and find the email address, then just go to the fucking one-stop shop.
Blog. Everything's there. Just
everything.
Go there.
Everything is there. Oh, my God. Everything's there.
Yeah. So, literally, I'm not kidding. We need an article, an MP3, and an opinion piece. Take 2 minutes out of your lunch break, write an email to us with an article attached to it, or just write us an email and send it to us, and we will read it on the show. Seriously, we're not kidding. We will do it for anybody. Do it now, right now. Pause the show. Look at your phone. Type it into your email address and send it to us. dsjnp.com@gmail.com. Cerebral Satire. In the subject.
Can I just plug another new show?
Yes, go ahead.
Obviously, I've done the conversation. We've done two episodes of the conversation now. Yep. It's going to be a third, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
It's going to be a Game of Thrones special.
We are going to do
so
a Game of Thrones special.
So it could be out now.
It probably won't be out by... it might be out by now.
Yeah. Might be out now. Yeah. It might not be. It might not be. Forthcoming, listen to it. And if it's been out, retrospectively listen to it.
Yeah. If you're a wrestling fan, listen to the Ultimate Wrestling episode. If you're not a wrestling fan, don't listen to it. Listen to the Marvel versus DC one, or listen to the Game of Thrones one, or whatever. Anyway, the conversation is good. If you want Ant on the conversation, let Ant know. He is in charge of that show. It's his baby. So email, Twitter him. Twitter him at AntTheVigilante on Twitter.
MC Vigilante, you do it every fucking time.
God damn it. Sorry.
Every fucking time.
I'm on medicine. Leave me alone. I'm always on medicine. All right, Ant. I'm Devil Vamp.
I'm at MC Vigilante.
Hopefully we'll have Wayne next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Perfectly natural. Do you think that I'm some kind of dummy? It's the ideal way to order the world. Fuck the morals, does it make any money? And if you don't like it, then leave.
No, absolutely. That last bit you had, I think was perfect. I don't have anything to add to that.
Really?
Yep.